Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go. So 95% of employers want to see this or these in your resume. What are they? These are 8 soft skills that are highly in demand today. This episode is directly connected to the last episode that we had. Well, you'll probably see it down here or here. Soft skills. Where do you even start? These are 8 very important soft skills that I myself want to see in an applicant. What are they? Are you ready to find out? Let's do this. You need to show, not just tell, what soft skills you have on your resume. You use these actions with examples when you explain that to demonstrate your soft skills on your resume. I want you to be able to showcase it as well during your interview because you want to paint a picture of what that soft skill can do for your employer. Does that make sense? Let me know in the comment section. So the number one important soft skill that you need to learn is influence. I'm not talking about being an influencer here. It's the ability to motivate people without forcing them to do it. That itself is influence. So the keywords here are being able to negotiate, being able to persuade. So those 2 important things. An example of that will be you being able to negotiate with suppliers for perhaps, let's say, a 10% reduction on cost. So for example, you're supposed to order raw materials at, let's say, 100,000 and you're able to get it at 90,000. How? You have influence with your supplier. So that's important soft skill that most people don't even put in your resume because they don't know that they have it. Or if you don't have it, you should try developing that yourself. So that's number one. Influence. Moving on to soft skill number 2, which is flexibility. I'm not saying here to do yoga classes or do whatever it is to stretch your body. It's the ability to adjust to changes. Keywords here are adaptability, being able to adapt, being able to embrace change, being able to prioritize, being able to develop, you being a quick learner. I've seen this on a lot of resumes wherein I'm a quick learner or I'm able to develop this and that. So those are keywords I want to see as an interviewer. So an example of that is developing innovative digital marketing strategies that increase qualified leads for at least 15 to 20%. And for a company, getting leads is huge. Getting leads to a new client or new suppliers or new possible buyers is huge. For someone that can add value to someone's business, that is key. So number 2, flexibility. Let's move on to soft skill number 3, which is teamwork. It's very easy to explain. So it's the ability to work effectively in a team setting. It means that you are, number 1, a team player that can give support in different various ways, being able to encourage other people, and 4, being able to collaborate in certain projects, right? Employers want someone that can do all of those things with other people so that they know they're not the toxic type of people, that they're able to work together with other people as well. So an example of this would be collaborating with the team to create and implement relevant, engaging social media plans. Creating plans for social media, for example, for me, I think that 2 heads, 3 heads, 4 heads, 5 heads are better than 1. So idea from 1 person is good, but ideas from 5 creative people put together is great when you do have teamwork. Moving on to the 4th soft skill that you should have on your resume is leadership. And I know, for example, being able to follow as a teammate is important, so is being able to lead. So leadership capability, it's the ability to lead, influence, and guide others in a team. So keywords here are being able to mentor, delegate, lead, and manage. Those are 4 key leadership traits that I want to read in a resume. So an example of that for a leader is being able to develop and manage goals for a company and objectives for, let's say, ABC project. So if you have those skills, I have my eyes on you because you're possibly a leader in the works. Moving on to number 5, which is soft skill about communication. Now, it's the ability to be able to exchange ideas, information as accurate as you can. Being able to communicate entails you to have these keywords: presenting, negotiating, and engagement. Being able to communicate well means that you're able to engage other people because you know how to give feedback and accept it as well. So an example of that would be facilitating, presenting your monthly training to possible new hires within your company. So for someone who's tenured in the company and being able to communicate that to new hire employees is something that's critical because it speeds up the process of someone who's new to a company and putting them in the situation right away where the company is in that moment. So number 5, soft skill, communication. All right, moving on to soft skill number 6, which is analytical thinking. Now, it's the ability to collect and process data related to a certain problem in a company because companies like people who solve problems, not those that give more problems. People who find solutions. So number 1 keyword that I want to see here is that you're doing your research, you're doing data analysis, someone that does really well on data analysis, and 3, person who can develop strategy for a problem, to solve a problem. So an example of that when you put in your resume is someone who researched and developed an onboarding training plan for, again, new employees or new hires. So put a spin on it on how you can actually put that into your resume. That's soft skill number 6, analytical thinking. Moving on to the next to the last soft skill that you need to have on your resume, which is time management. Now, this is hard. A lot of us don't even know how to manage our own time. But it's the ability to work efficiently and effectively all at the same time. Tough one, right? But the keywords here are being able to prioritize what's important for you, being able to delegate what you can have someone do at 80% capacity of you. And number 3, being able to meet deadlines. I don't know about you, but I'm used to meeting deadlines instead of being early before the deadline is given to me. But an example of that, of being able to manage time or time management, is you being able to manage multiple initiatives given to you by the company while delivering continuous support to your existing team. So you're doing 2 things at the same time at a very efficient and effective manner. So that's number 7, time management. And lastly, 8th important soft skill that everyone needs to have when they apply for a job interview is critical thinking. It's defined as the ability to solve complex problems with simple and viable solutions that actually works. Now, keywords here are implementation, troubleshooting, and analysis or analyzed. You want to see those keywords in a resume. An example of critical thinking is you were able to analyze customer feedback forms that were given to you and develop, for example, a training session that your team can use so that they can be well equipped for these types of situations or problems. So that's number 8, critical thinking. So if you're not sure how to develop your soft skills, you can go back to this video and research each and every soft skill that I mentioned. You can research that on Google, each one of them, and their explanation for that are more complex. Basically, those are things that 95% of employers want to see from someone that's applying for a job. And those are things that, you know, I see highlighted without being highlighted on a resume when I breeze through someone's CV. So that's all I have for you today. If you think you found value today's episode, make sure to subscribe to the channel. And please leave a comment in the comment section down below. And I'll see you again on the next episode. Peace. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts, and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon on the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.